Boy, it is a busy week for a lot of schools around the state of Wisconsin. I'm not just talking about the regular curriculum and all the sports-related activities, but there is a major activity happening this week. It's the ProStart program. It's part of culinary opportunities students are finding in the classroom on the high school level. And we're talking with one of those teachers providing that guidance and also involved in the competition. Ryan DeMars is the culinary club advisor for Pewaukee High School. He is one of the folks that's ushering a team into the competition. Ryan, before I forget, where is the ProStart competition happening this week?
It's at the Wisconsin Center, downtown Milwaukee.
All right. Now, for people that have never heard us talk about this before, talk about what the ProStart program is on the high school level.
Well, ProStart is a program sponsored by the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. And what it's meant for is to get students involved in various aspects of restaurants and provide them with different culinary opportunities.
Now, how many students do you have involved in that ProStart program at Pewaukee right now?
I have 19 this year.
Is that a big class, little class?
Last year I had 7.
Oh!
So, yes, it's much better.
Wow.
Much bigger.
Well, that is excellent. And I'm hoping that that will answer my next question. Why are students so intrigued with food these days, Ryan? What do you see in those eyes?
Well, there was no like Food Network or anything like that when I was growing up. But I think now with Food Network and with all the different shows that you can see, I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think it also goes back to people wanting to know what's in their food.
So tell me about these students. What will they be doing as part of ProStart? And how does the culinary club work in Pewaukee?
Well, culinary club is something I established 4 years ago, and a lot of students, we have so many really, really great non-required classes that kids can take that sometimes they don't get to take a culinary class or a foods class or a shop class or a marketing class. There's just so many different things, and then if they're involved in all the AP courses and things like that. So I set up Culinary Club for kids that wanted to learn how to cook that maybe never got the chance. So we do after school once a month, and they're in charge of picking what they want to make, and we go from there. And then Culinary Club led into ProStart, and right now I have 4 kids working in restaurants. I have a couple students that are wanting to become dietitians, and then I have other students that are actually in our management competition tomorrow that are all going to school for business and marketing, and they see it as an opportunity to work with some of these really great food companies that we have, especially here in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Doing those local things. And so it's all across the table.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, Ryan DeMars along with us. He is the gentleman that's ushering those students to the Wisconsin Center for their ProStart competition. He is the teacher advisor at Pewaukee High School. And this is all, by the way, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. So, Ryan, I've got to ask you what the tactile connection has been between you, the students, ProStart, and the Wisconsin Beef Council. Have they gotten a chance to interact with some of the Beef Council staff, or is it just kind of that mentoring on the sidelines?
It's both. We've actually got, we have a farm to fork field trip we are setting up in early May through the Wisconsin Beef Council, and our protein tomorrow is a ribeye. So we're really excited to use local food. For my money, there's nothing better than beef. Mm-hmm. So that's what we centered our plate around, and the different cuts and things like that. We just decided on the ribeye this year, and we think that'll be a winner.
I got to ask you, you know, you're dealing with 19 high school age students that have a lot of different opinions, not necessarily a lot of world experience. Did they unanimously pick the ribeye, or what kinds of discussion goes in to pulling together the competitive side of ProStart?
Well, we start with a in-class competition, and so we had a group. One group did chicken, and one group did pork. One group did duck, and then another group were just really stuck on the steak. And everybody got to present and plate their final product and sampling, and they liked the duck and the steak. And at that point, it was a New York strip, and Then we went to sirloin, and then we settled on ribeye. So it was a unanimous class decision after everybody tasted what we were making.
Excellent. Now, obviously, the beef producers in my audience are going to get excited about the fact that these students, these young people, are being exposed not to just making their own meals, but exposed to different types of cuts. Tell me what was the reaction when they started sampling different types of beef? What kind of feedback did you get?
Well, they're amazed because they think it's all the same. And whether you go from ground chuck to ground sirloin or a strip instead of a ribeye or whatever, it's amazing. The more they're introduced to it, the more excited they get because a lot of their parents won't spend the money. So then they aren't really exposed to it. There you go. So this has been pretty exciting, and I've heard from quite a few parents that steak is on the menu at home because they're doing it in class, which I think is pretty cool.
Wow, that is excellent. Now, what's feedback from the faculty? You know, every school program that I'm aware of has some kind of financial shadow over it that it's got to be very careful about. What's the ProStart program? How's that viewed by Pewaukee?
I think it's viewed very well. We do a lot of catering inside the district, and that's how we generate money. So we have administrative council where all of our superintendent and all of our principals meet every Thursday, and we cater for that. We make the end of the year whatever people want, cookies, cakes, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before this year, it was before one of our fall dramas. We made appetizers for that. We had a singing group from UW-Madison come to do a presentation for one of our choirs, and we did a taco bar for them.
Sure.
So we do all kinds of things like that to really get exposed and get exposure out there, and then have the students work real world. We also do we volunteer at the Milwaukee Mission 2 to 3 times a year, and then we're also part of the Coming Together to Get Ahead, which is a homeless shelter in Waukesha. So we cater in the food. So we plan it, we cater it in, and we feed anywhere from 30 to 45 people on average about once a month at that homeless shelter.
Wow. Excellent. He's passionate about what he's doing. Obviously, this is Mr. Ryan DeMars. He is the culinary club advisor with the ProStart team that's headed to the Wisconsin Center from Pewaukee High School. So you mentioned you went from 7 students to 19 students. I've got to believe the buzz is out on you, Ryan. Are you going to expect more next year?
I am. We've actually had to interview kids to get into the program because there's only one section. So that's pretty cool. Very humbling.
Yeah. And obviously a sign that these young people, despite the fact that we may think they're all about single sandwiches and stuff like that, you've got a crew over there that's all about the meal experience, huh?
That's right. Yes.
Excellent. Well, good luck at the Wisconsin Center. Let us know how Pewaukee does, all right?
I will. Thank you so much, Pam. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, Ryan DeMars. He is, again, the culinary instructor, club advisor for Pewaukee High School, and his students are on their way to competition on the state scene at the Wisconsin Club, so we'll be following along to see how they do. And remember, as he said, all of this is in a partnership with the Wisconsin Beef Council and helping those students recognize all the beef options that are out there, hitting those future grocery store shoppers today. It's all brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars, and the Equity Livestock Sales Association.